Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, welcome to The Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we're asking the question, what makes a marketing mix great? And today the answer is radio advertising, especially advertising with Radio One. Now, we were hoping to have someone from Radio 1 with us here today, but they haven't yet called in. But that's okay. We're still going to talk about radio advertising. We're going to get E. Stephen Collins over at Radio 1. We're going to give him another opportunity to still join us on the Media Mix Live. But we want to talk about different formats of advertising, how to maximize them, and I mean, are they really available for small businesses? I mean, we're told that in order for someone to retain a radio advertisement, someone needs to hear it 21 times. 21 spots, is something like that affordable with radio advertising? How can we really, you know, afford it? I mean, do you have to have all of these dollars? So that's generally the question for the small business person or the solopreneur. That's what we want to know. Is it affordable? Do you have to be big business to do radio? Now, of course, I wouldn't have more on the show if that was the case. So there are various opportunities with radio advertising for one to negotiate deals. And what's so exciting now is that all the radio stations also have websites. So you have the opportunity to be local and global all at the same time. And you can get drops, not just on a radio, but you can get internet drops. So in the internet allows them to be more creative and less expensive and give you a mix. So what you do want, though, is whatever you have, when you're spending $1,000 and less, I do need to, you know, generally if you're going to do main wave radio advertising, you do need to set a budget at least $1,000 in order to get enough hits that make it worth your time. I mean, it is important if you just have it, if your ad is just running three times, you're really going to be hard chance to get a return because, you know, radio people are moving, it's not still like someone sitting down reading it, you can't rewind it back, so it has to be heard enough that someone hears it again until they can catch on. So you do need to have, you know, a minimum of, you do want to try to get at least 15 to 20 some type of combination of it coming through so that people have an opportunity to hear or see your drop more than once. So that's what you really want to do. So that's the key in being strategic. And this day and time, things are really negotiable, and it's the honest, this is the good time to advertise. This is when you really need to advertise, and they're willing to work with you. So you find an account executive and, you know, it's all about the game. It's all about negotiating. They're going to start off really high and they're going to want to see what you really have to spend. And but ask them about what's all the different programs, what's the best you can get, you know, out of it. You know, let them know your budget, but you do have to have a budget. Don't, we're going to get out and there's no point in going speaking to somebody and you don't have any money. Or you think you're going to have $100 and be able to advertise on the radio. And even if it's something you should plan for, and then that's another thing we want to talk about, what type of things work best to advertise on the radio? that actually get you a response. Because, you know, you want to make sure that you're getting a response and that you're targeting your audience. You need to be specific. There are different stations and different type of music that appeal to different type of people. And you want to make sure that where you're advertising, the people are open to it. And then be mindful of what else is being advertised at that time. If you have a limited budget and you're advertising a, say, concert, and at the same time it's a major, major concert going on that is just really, really being pushed on the radio, then you may want to be mindful of advertising something at the same exact time. Or what you may want to do is make sure that your ad extremely stands out. So there are all different things to consider in your radio advertising. And there are different things you want to consider to make sure that you do stand out. You don't want to put the most important thing at the extreme top of your message, because it takes a minute for people to start tuning in. And you want to repeat yourself. So you want to, you know, look at how you structure your radio ad so that the core and the meat is after the people began listening, but not at the end, and that you had time to repeat it, the part, you know, the main part that you want them to do. Look at 30-second ads. 30-second ads are a good model to make. You can have anything from 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, you know, a 60-second ad is going to be expensive. So, I mean, but if that's what, you know, you're doing, because, again, it's not just the one time, it's the multiples. But there can be combinations where, like a 10-second, well, what are you going to get in 10 seconds? Your name. And so if you have your ad running, say if you have some 30-second spots and some 10-second drops, what it is, though, people are consistently hearing your name. And so your name is out there, it's being branded, and so when people hear it, you know, their ears perk up when they hear it in the 30 seconds. So there are different combinations, different ways to work it, but my main key is plan it. Plan your advertising, plan to advertise, and plan your strategy. Just don't throw something up. You have 30 seconds, and our proverbial question that is asked on center stage is, you have 30 seconds in a whole world listening, what would you say? Be strategic about it. Give them something that they can use, walk away with, and then you want a return on it. So give them a call to action. Excite them. Make them tune in, make them listen, give them something that they can use, and then give them a call to action. You know, get to the point, keep it simple, and do it in a creative way. And this is sometimes where it helps to get a content writer, creative writer, somebody to help you do it. And then you can also, if you want to produce it yourself, you can go and actually produce the commercial and submit it to the radio, and they'll play it, and they'll have someone play it. Or it's also good sometimes that they'll have certain personalities. You know, the last time we did advertising with a client with another radio station, we got Patty Jackson. Everybody knows Patty Jackson, 411. And it was the Sound of Philadelphia event, and so, you know, to my old school, Patty Jackson, everybody knows her, that market knows her. So when Patty says something, everybody listens. At Radio 1, E. Stephen Collins, you know, this is E. Stephen Collins reporting. So to have E. Stephen Collins say your, you know, smooth voice is E. Stephen Collins. And so, you know, certain radio personalities, just their name, just who they are carries weight, and people listen. So those are the different things, and that's the diversity and flexibility that radio offers you. So we're going to take a moment and we're going to listen to some music as we chill out here. We're calling this Whimsical Wednesdays. So we're not going to be so uptight, but we're still going to stay purposed and focused. We have a point to get across, something to learn, but we're going to like be lighthearted today and have some fun. So we're just going to kick this off with some Boney James, because hey, ain't no sunshine when she's gone, because I know y'all miss me week to week.
I was told there was a need for this. A healthy dose of inspiration in the midst of all this evilness and malpractice, side effects, greed, and health risks. And as of right now, words mean something again. The music has been composed and arranged with a twist and to a spin. And let me mention, I value your attention. But I'm not here to discuss my bling bling or my flyest outfit or my faux fifth or my tightest whip. I'm here to hip, inspire, and uplift. All pausing is now in default. So just kick back, relax, jam, listen, and be taught. You can hear the passion in the cymbals. And that further proves this poetry music has been well crafted and polished and created to motivate. Guaranteed to erase at least 20% of worldwide hate. It's so amazing what the letters do. Come together and form the words that inspire and make a better you and a better me too. And if I sound arrogant, that's not my intent. I do acknowledge this record is the work of a higher power, and I am only an instrument. And I would express it to you even if it didn't earn me one fine red cent. You see, there is a big demand for truth in this world of lies and entertainment. Unlike anything you ever heard. Original music and poetic words, all told with grade A delivery just for you and put into song mode. And a must-have for every household. Now I've collaborated with professional, inspired intellectuals. And since day one, we felt this new discovery will be an inspiration for years and years to come. And we gonna feed it to you right after this quick word or two from the album's lead producer.
Yeah, man, this is your boy Player Righteous, man. Me and my cousin Soul Kane done teamed up with Inspire, man. Together we fit to take this original poetry music to a new dimension, man. We got hip-hop, R&B, soul, and jazz all wrapped up in one big package, man. This is the start of something real big, man. Nothing but classics, man. The real spinach, we never die, man. You dig what I'm saying, man? The homie Inspire gon' spin it till the wheels fall off, man. Inspiring people from all different generations with no hesitations, helping them deal with different lifetime situations by motivating them with words and music from the inner soul, being an inspiration.
You need to listen to the world.
Just got finished listening to Inspire from his debut CD, Something Great, and that was a new discovery, and I want to know. We're going to learn something new here today. That's what Inspire said. And before that, we were listening to Boney James, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. I know how much everyone misses me. So we are talking, we're here on the Media Mix Live. We have 25 minutes to go. So if you want to call in, please call in. Questions are welcome. The number is 646-716-7994. I have a question for you. How are you advertising? What are you doing to advertise? Are you only doing online free stuff? Have you done any radio, any newspaper, magazine? Have you done any other advertising? I would love to know what is your, as far as what is your advertising mix, what is your media mix within your marketing plan. I'd like to know. Tell us who you are. What's your business? What is your business? What type of business? And what's your media mix? What type of media do you use to advertise your business. And I love to know anybody that can do it on a shoestring budget. Do it well for as little as possible. That sounds exciting. Okay, we're talking about radio advertising. And again, just for a recap, you know, radio advertising, of course, is diverse, and radio, mainstream radio, reaches huge numbers of people at one time. We're talking about working with Radio One. And Radio One, for those who may not know, is owned by Mrs. Kathy Hughes, and which is part of the media conglomerate. I'm at a loss right now for the entire media conglomerate that contains Radio One, TV One, and is also partially owned by Tom Joyner. And and what's so special about the media, this media conglomerate, it is black-owned media, and their programming things are very relevant to our community. They empower, they offer shows, they tell our stories, you know. There are places where we may not be able to be seen, that we can be seen on Radio One, we can be heard on Radio One and TV One, you know, just all type of shows and programming, you know, that is at least by, you know, African-Americans. You know, everything is not necessarily African-American subject because they cover everything from finance to cooking to comedy, movies, you know, whatever type of television program there is, there exists on TV One. And then, of course, Radio One has all type of music. And here in the Philadelphia market, we have three stations, 100.3 The Beat, which is hip-hop and R&B. And then we have classic R&B, which is 107.9 WNRB. And then we have Praise 103.9, which is a gospel station. So they offer real nice diversity. They have their own personalities. Each one is unique, and each one has its own following. But that's like part of the example of what I say when you do radio advertising to decide who your market is. If you are attempting to reach people between the ages, say, of 18 and 30, and, you know, technically it's 18 to 34, but definitely, you know, 18 to 30, and maybe now even 34, and young African Americans between their age who are the, you know, new school hip hoppers, then you would advertise in the Philadelphia market, you would be at 100.3 to beat. You wouldn't do 107.9 because that's classic, you know, R&B, old school, and you're not, that's not where the majority of listeners are. But you have a higher majority of listeners on 100.3 The Beat, and even if you want a teenager, it's all teenagers. That's, you know, they're listening to that station, even under 18, if you want to hit the youth, that's the station that they're listening to. So, and like I said, it's the hip-hop heads and the, you know, newer style R&B, that's the type of music you're going to find. So what you do, who are the people that listen to their music? And then this is, again, this is where our psychographics come into play. When we talk about demographics, but when we talk about psychographics, when you think of your target audience, what do they do? Do they listen to music? And if they listen to music, chances are, what are the types of music that your audience listens to? Now, and these are the type of things that help you decide how to reach them and where to reach them. And that's why psychographics is so important. It's so important that a major part of your marketing is spent on your target audience. Marketing is defined as, part of the core definition of marketing is the applied science of consumer behavior. So therefore, the center of all marketing is the consumer. So what the consumer does, how they do it, and how they behave is everything to marketing, because that will dictate what you do. So we want to understand it is so important to know your target audience, to be able to define them, what they do, where they do, how you can find them, and so on. That's just so extremely important. So, you know, in that vein, you want to make sure that that is something that you are doing. And then that helps you decide. When you do come to radio advertising, who do you go with? Where do you advertise? You know, where you stations or in our, you know, conglomerates, they got multiple stations. They play all kinds of music. So who do you know who to advertise with and where you're going to get the best return? You got your Praise 103, and it's basically gospel. So those people who love to listen to gospel, gospel heads, you know, that is where you're going to find them. And then it's like, okay, but what show do you do? Because now when we talk about gospel music, we're talking about diverse. Gospel music itself is diverse. So here, again, you get the opportunity to break down and target your audience even more. If you're talking about, you know, classic gospel, old-time gospel, old, you know, school, Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, they're just different types of gospel. But then if you're talking about Mary, you know, Holy Hip Hop, then there are shows for that. And then there are even talk shows on the Praise 103. So these are, you know, when people have services or talk shows, when they're talking about, you know, they have topics where people call in and they talk. These are different kind of shows. And based on these shows, they go after a specific target audience. So that is what's great about radio. You have all of these things to tie into. Even when, like, even when you go to a music genre, then you get to even further concentrate and target your market by the type of show and the personality who they attract. And so this is what makes radio more exciting. And this is an edge that radio has over other forms of media advertising in your ability to even hone in more on your target audience by the type of actual program that you would want to advertise on. There are some programs you wouldn't want to advertise. Well, don't run my program over there. Run my program over this. Some people just want to drive by. Well, that's the major time when most people are listening. But one thing you just may want to make sure, if you want to drive by time, other than it's a premium high price time, you need to know that you're hitting your target audience. And again, drive by is busy. Drive-by time is busy. So you, if you're going to do it, you need to have the money out there, and you need to hit drive-by consistently for over a week, because it's busy. It's drive-by. People aren't super concentrating. It's not like the quiet storm. When you listen to the quiet storm, you know, when you advertise over the quiet storm, that is something that's going to be more focused. You know, where thoughts is more focused, people are more relaxed. They're not doing as much, because that's the thing about the quiet storm. Or they might be doing something else, but it's a more mellow time when things are seeping in. When you're talking about drive time, why there are a lot more people, but that's the whole thing is driving. They're driving. They listen to the radio on their way to work. They're on their way home from work. They're moving, like, get out my way. You know, they're like, they're trying to get to work. And there are times definitely when you catch them at the car, in the car, and that's a good held hostage time. But also, too, it's not a time when they can write something down, chances are. And so they have to get it, retain it, and remember it. And chances are they're on their way to work. Once they get into the office, boom, 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 they're moving. So that's where repetition is everything there, because they're literally catching it on the fly. So those are the different type of things. And then, you know, there are always talk shows on a radio station. You know, they had times where they have their talk shows. So, and again, that's the whole Pacific audience that listens into that. So that's another great thing about radio advertising, the different programs, you know, within a station allows you to further get closer and define that target audience so that you can get a greater return and you know you are, your message is flying by people who are willing to listen. So we're going to move on and listen. This is National Poetry Month, so we're going to be listening to poetry. Again, if you have any questions about marketing or media or want to share information, just call in to 646-716-7994. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. This is the Media Mix Live, and it's Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And we're asking the question, what makes a marketing mix great? And the answer today is radio advertising. So we're going to play some more on here. Now we have Blood Money. We're talking about spending money. So let's just listen to Blood Money. And this is by Master Grill artist Infinite Life Features and Nora from their sophomore CD, Awake.
Do
do do do do
do
do
do do do,
yeah. Do 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 do
do
do do do do
do
do
do do do
do
do do do
do
do
do do
do
do
do do do do do.
What the dollar bill is made of. Malleable, indestructible in the permanent press cycle of my washing machine. Secrets permanently pressed beneath the seams from the heat of the dryer. Crisp, thin. I think it's skin. Skin like the skin that you're in. Perfect canvas of carbonated melanin. You trade me for food and rocks while Caucasians trap me for melanin drops in Mexico to cure their melanoma. Sarcoma of the mind. Subliminal messages traced in the bark of the acacia tree masonically by the seventh pyramid seal on the back of the bill. Synaptically cut off the mother of nations that has no sensory perception that her greatness is real. Confused by those who filleted our ancestors' outer garments to make lampshades. All for that. All for that.
Dollar, dollar bill, dollar bill. For high priest papyri makers who refuse to translate esoteric truths. Colorful reminders of the thousands of youths that go missing every year, guarded by the owl in the corner. Mitigating barcode trances over the enslaved who never came across the seas in European ships, but in the back pockets of capitalists. Traded today for freedom, traded today for comfort, for freedom. The presence of your ancestors that you crave, circulated worldwide, so for days you may see the world from behind bars or through the perforations of green, acquiring false wealth to mask yourself in a cloak of bills like Ric Flair. Woo! But where's the dagger in the thug's swagger?
sniffing cocaine lines through the rolls of your self-esteem, across your grandmother's face, and you ponder, is she? Sees you, for real. The next time you extract that dollar-dollar bill from your pocket and it's wet, think about it. Is it her tears or sweat?
Hidden mystery without a doubt. Asiatics never figure out. Teach them to fold it just like a book. And on the inside they'll never look. I wonder why so many must die. Running around chasing American life. Now back by gold or silver it's true.
Now y'all, y'all mean giving them a hand as they come. Come on, let us keep it.
Sometimes we move too much, and we wonder why our life is so messed up. Here's the reason why.
My new life now deferred. I contemplate the reversal. Standing stifled and bewildered, I contemplated within myself. I bickered within myself. I'm tortured within myself. Me now being a recipient of my own past iniquity, karma. Here I stand in quicksand, stifled and bewildered, in conflict with myself, hating myself, despising the current me. No longer cunning and criminal-minded, I now scrap at the bottom of the barrel, emotionally, financially, even spiritually. Upon receiving the title of father, a cycle of 360 degrees involuntarily took place within me. No more pimping, no more swinging, limited drinking, limited hanging. Work, baby, and home is all that I know. Purposing in my heart to do good, but other than my baby, no good will come to me. A single married father, alone, bickering within myself, doubting myself, accepting the fact that my present hideous life was only repercussions of my former life. No good will ever come from a cat like me, therefore no good will ever happen to a cat like me. With my past wide open, I began to trust that I'm just cursed, married but alone and hurt. With adultery I flirt, but due to my baby I won't. Wondering why women who don't even know me love me and my wife he don't. A married single father, alone, contemplating a reversal. Standing in the middle of the street with a flat tire, no spare, no cell phone. Too many miles from home, walking to the gas station to use the payphone to call home. Once again, wifey has rejected me, so back on my feet I won't. Feet being the hot tar, back to my stifled car, my brain far from reality.
Okay, alrighty. I apologize, Blog Talk. I don't know. Sometimes our songs don't play all the way through, so we have to find out. I did question it. So we have to find out why some play all the way and some don't. But you were just listening to Peace, Be Still by Brothers Keepers from their debut CD, The Resurrection. And before that, we were listening to Blood Money by Zenora and Infinite Light from their sophomore CD, Awake. So, and that's different stories are being told, you know. Music is the storytelling. But you hear different music, different rhythms that conjure up different beats, appeal to different people. And that's the power of music and radio advertising. Now, there's also internet radio advertising, so you can advertise here with us right here on Master Grill Radio. And we're going to definitely give you a bang for your buck and make sure you get a return on your investment. We give you a link right here at Blog Talk, so as people come by, they can just click onto your link, create another black link, moving you backlink to your website, move you up in the search engines. We know backlinks are good, and especially on a highly frequented site like here at Blog Talk Radio, which has good SEO. So a backlink on Blog Talk Radio does mean a lot. So advertise here, and you get your ads, you get a link. And then we even show you love in some extra ways. And, of course, you can attach your advertising to the sponsorship packages. We have wonderful opportunities and great packages for you to connect with. From work with Hip Hop Grows Up and Zulu Nation South when the DJ Battle and Slam, that also is sponsored by the International DJ Trade Association, to, of course, the famous BBS Value Tour, Live Fandom Tour, which is, you know, your support of that is making a real, real difference. You are putting independent artists out there. You're giving them opportunity, and plus it is just a fun live show, so interactive. I mean, people will remember your brand, and remembering your brand and knowing your brand is not enough for us. We want them to go out and buy from you. So how many people are going to say that to you and going to bend over backwards to make it happen so affordably? So, yeah, advertise with Master Grill Radio and NBBTA Radio Live, which is the station of the National Black Business Trade Association. So you definitely want to advertise with us, sponsor and connect with our properties. Again, we say we have some wonderful properties. We have the Black Business Space Value Tour, Live Fandom. We have the it's the DJ Battle and Food Giveaway, which is done with the International DJ Trade Association, Hip Hop Grows Up, and Zulu Nation South. We have the first National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. Then we also have wonderful venue for all of those in the Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, and Delaware markets. We have the venue, or if you have a national brand, it really doesn't matter, but we have a venue in Philadelphia called the Arts Garage. Phenomenal. It's New York and Philly. It is that soulful underground feel, extremely artsy, and everyone loves it. The top DJs in Philly and New York all play at the Arts Garage. It is, you know, phenomenal in its presentation. They have the kaleidoscope display that displays its large land around it. You have the inside, you have the outside. Your message can be displayed on the outside, on the round the building to the main street, as well as inside where the party goers are. There are so many places for you to put your venue in your signage, and the website is this it. It's an excellent SEO website, so it gets many hits. And so therefore, if you host this venue, you really get a return. Again, it's constant people through the venue, therefore it's a consistent flow of people. So therefore you have the opportunity for to continually interact. You know, that's what it's about, building relationships, and it gives you a continuous opportunity to interact with the audience that are there, to get feedback, to find out, you know, how they're going, how they're doing, follow up with your audience. It's continuous, and that's the fun thing about sponsoring in a venue, is that when you sponsor the venue, you have that ongoing relationship with the audiences. And there's also Wi-Fi. That's really exciting. You know, there's a restaurant, two bars, and Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi really makes it exciting and an opportunity, again, for all types of people to use it, and another opportunity for you as a sponsor to engage interactive and to engage and continue your relationship with the audience, the target market. So this has been the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And you can call us anytime at 215-921-3753. Again, that number is 215-921-3753. And you can email simply building branding and biz, B-I-Z. That's simply building branding, B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G, and biz, B-I-Z, at gmail.com. We will support you, answer any questions, and get any information out to you that you need. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I have been blessed to be your host for this moment in time. And again, on Master Griot Radio, we always speak for everyone, peace and love. And we're going to roll out on, again, we're here at National Poetry Month, so we're going to roll out on Touch Tone Terrorists, since we're here on the internet and we're talking about technology. Have a wonderful day. Tommy Bottoms, Touch Tone Terrorists.
The revolution will not be televised, but it will be available to download as a ringtone on your iPhone. But you can let this rep there go straight to voicemail, so ain't no need to click over. Yeah, I'm the new millennium takeover. That's cause I'm a Motorola soldier slash T-Mobile pimp. Cause not only am I globally connected, but I'm well respected for my terroristic intent. See, I have no problem at all. Run up inside a mall, strapped with a backpack full of AT&T. Just to watch the people sprint. Feel my touch tone terror. Keep a razor on my hip. Swear to God, I'm gonna get my 40 acres plus my rollover minutes. Cause I'm a moment to moment minister of society. So you can hold off no popping shots. Them cops in the watch can see the riders inside of me and just screaming to get out. So you know goddamn well I'm gonna rock every bell in the south. Don't know how to watch my mouth. I'm the very reason there's about to be a curfew in the streets. As of right now, nights and weekends are no longer free, and you can miss me with all the activation fees. Cause I'm not an activist, I just like to act up.
Revolution.
Touch tone terrorist, razor on my hip, Motorola soldier, T-Mobile pimp. See, Tommy Bottoms don't do boycotts and marches. I just grab Al Sharpton out of the hospital, everybody to back up. Actually, I'm gonna tell everybody to back up. Cause if I have to, I'ma twist and relax the back with cancer service. And this is not the time for you cats to be acting nervous. So if you're scared, go to churches with the wrestling chickens. But I'm the rooster coming home the roost, blacker than a blackberry. That's why I got so much juice. And I ain't scared of ish, cause my sidekick is the truth. And that's why we can roam wireless through the streets and speak unlimited minutes with the people, while you Black History Month chumps get stuck on me. And if you try to do anything, stop with me and my homeboy, the truth we're trying to do. Man, we gon' punch you right dead in your Bluetooth. Snatch you right up out your little white suit. Tie that perm into a ponytail, that necktie to a noose. And I know it's gon' feel a little ironic that while you was up here preaching some non-violence, I'm sitting here pistol whipping you with my palm violence. And you make some whatever effort to make a stop. Probably won't do a whole lot. Maybe call for a boycott, but that
We out here living in the digital ages, and you're still using phone booths and pages. And I know my taxes seem a little drastic, but listen, that's the only way real change ever happens. So sometimes it's necessary to have some violence. But right now, I'ma go ahead and throw the peace sign, cause I do see victory right over the horizon. So I put the palm pile on safety, release my hostage and surrender myself to federal agents. But you better believe true indeed, my head will be held high. Cause when I walk outside, I'ma be confronted by a bunch of media network reporters, film crews and recorders, and a bunch of Al Sharpton supporters who wanna see me tall, feathered, and quartered. And the number one question from all the reporters will be, so why'd you do it? And that's when I look and throw a nod to the crowd, look in the camera, give a wink and a smile. See, I've been speaking for a minute, but ain't nobody been listening. But I guarantee you this, I bet you can hear it now.